Blog Talk Radio.
Josh Askew, my co-host Billy Madison. This is Inside the Investigation, coming at you here on this June 9th, 2015. Back for another amazing show that we have ahead. Our last show was the Fowley Conference recap. A lot of great interviews and guests on there. So tonight, we're back for Training Tuesday for June of 2015, and of course, you know, our Training Tuesday guy, our guru, our co-host with the most, Joe Senor. Joe's with us tonight. He's going to bring us some private investigative software reviews, cell phone forensic software updates, private investigator camera for your Android and your iPhone. That seems pretty cool. You also have some spyware checking apps. So see if you have spyware on your phone. And another great, great topic that I'm very interested in learning about, and I know several other people that I've mentioned it to, they're very interested in learning about, and that is the SDR radio. Now, the SDR radio is quite amazing in the first place, but now Joe's going to tell us how we can tune in on our Android phones and scan these frequencies using a device that costs about $20. So Joe, you know, as most of you guys know, he's the owner and developer of PI Mall, PIMall.com, and the PIClassroom.com, and just a guru of gurus, if you will. And Joe, how are you doing tonight, buddy?
I am doing fantastic, and also for everybody, we are currently streaming live on Meerkat, so you might want to join in so you can actually see this SDR device that Josh is talking all about now.
Yes. In fact, I'm going to grab the Android device here and bring up the Meerkat. Oh, look at there. I've got your update where you're broadcasting live. And, you know, the Meerkat's a pretty good app, too. As soon as someone goes live that you're following, You get their live stream. It's a really, really cool app. And let me turn this volume down because I'm getting some feedback from the app there. All right, so Meerkat, Joe is streaming live internet tracker. And Joe, that's pretty cool. We got it here on the screen so Billy and I can see it. So, you know, where do you want to start out at? Do you want to go with the SDR radio now?
Well, yeah, let's go ahead and talk about that for the moment. Then we can jump into all the other things. So what we have here is a really nice little USB device, okay? It's from a company called New Electric, N-O-O-E-L-E-C. It is a USB device. It plugs into your computer, either Windows or Macintosh. But if you get this little USB to micro USB cable, then it will plug directly into your Android phone. And you see that this device comes with its own antenna here. Now, what can you use an SDR radio for? Well, this device here there are a lot of scanning programs out there for scanning for frequencies. And I would say, what is one of the major reasons why a private investigator would ever want to scan frequencies?
Well, you know, you want to see if your cover's blown. There might be some listening devices around you where, you know, if you're trying to have a private conversation or a private meeting with a client, and if somebody's eavesdropping, you need the police band radios. If they're coming out to you and, you know, you're a suspicious car, I mean, there's an entire slew of things.
Exactly. And this one little device, I mean, really, everybody, you know, it really doesn't matter if you are looking for any type of listening devices, if you're doing any sort of bug sweeps for people or anything like that. You know, I understand that, hey, guys, this isn't me. I don't do this kind of thing. But you know what? If you're looking at a device like this and you're going to pay a total of $23, okay?
Oh.
Because that's what it is on Amazon. You pay $23 brand new, or you can buy a used one for $18. So with this, I can scan all the different frequencies that I need to in order to look for listening devices. I can look for, it's designed to pick up radio, amateur radio, police and fire, satellite images, airlines. That's one of the first, you know, being a bit of a geek, the very first thing I did with this was I pulled up one of the SDR airplane tracking maps. And with this device, I was able to connect up my SDR radio to my cell phone, and it started picking up all the broadcasts from the airplanes flying nearby. So I picked up all the information that they normally broadcast out to all the different air traffic control centers. And that's on this little tiny device here. But that's just one piece of it. What you want to be able to do is be able to use it for far more than that. And like I said, one of the best things to do is for scanning for frequencies. It can scan, okay, for all the bug sweeping people out there, all the TSCM people, you can scan from 25 megahertz to 1750 megahertz. You got that wide of a range. And let me say it again, 25 to 1750. And the critical thing here is, what frequency is in that range that we all should know? So 25 megahertz to 1750. There's one frequency range there that we should all be very aware of, and that would be which frequency?
2.4 megahertz, and what's the 5 or 5.2?
And what about the 900 megahertz?
Oh, yeah, 900 megahertz. That's another video stream or baby monitors, cordless phones. Yeah.
Yep, that's all within the same realm. So any of the low-grade listening devices, any of the low-grade bugging devices that people can buy, you know, anywhere or do anything with some of the older-grade equipment like baby monitors, things like that, that is all well within the range of this little tiny device. And as small as this device is, this is something that you should, you know, at least, I would say, buy at least two of them, maybe three. One to stay in the office, one to go in the car, because with this thing plugged in, you're able to pick up so much great information, and we're just barely touching it. Now, I do have here this other one, and it's called a ThumbNet. Now, this is slightly different because it's got an F connector. This ThumbNet, it actually costs a little bit more. It costs $25. But this is actually designed as part of an educational package for schools, but they sell to individuals.
Okay.
This device has a much, much, much better chip inside of it for picking up signals. So if you really want to get really, really good frequency coverage, you want to do some higher things like, you know, pick up satellite transmissions for whatever reason, this is a device for you to use.
Wow.
So both of these, this is the type of stuff that investigators need to know about and should have in their bag of tricks, specifically this one, new electric one, which again, $18. This is your device to start scanning for frequencies. Plug this into your phone, fire up your frequency monitoring program, and with this little antenna, I mean, you are picking up so much information. The only thing I don't like about this device is the software that you use to scan for frequencies. That one, it's not really designed for a private investigator.
Right.
It starts at 25 megahertz, and you pretty much have to slide your finger along the whole thing. There's no automated scan sequence yet. So even those packages are in the beginning.
Like locating a stronger signal, it doesn't auto-tune, so to speak?
No, it doesn't. It has a visual scan for the program, so you can see the big spikes, and then you can zoom in and get right exactly on the frequency and listen in. It is just amazing. But that's the only drawback that I have towards any of these SDRs is because you simply have to move your finger across the bandwidth and scan visually for the frequency, you know, the little burst of frequency there. But, I mean, for $20 basically, that is a real powerful device that you can keep with you. You can listen in on multiple broadcasts, whether it's AM radio, TV radio, satellite, airplanes, whatever. And like you were saying, Josh, the cordless phones, the baby monitors, all of those are right within that same frequency range, which is a great thing to be able to look for.
Absolutely. Now, what about the, you know, most EMS and police now, they have the secured or the encrypted 800 megahertz. How does that work with this device? Does this still pick it up?
Well, with this device, it does handle the trunk jumping that these guys do now. So it does handle trunking of police and fire.
Interesting. Very interesting.
I mean, these, you know, if you go out and buy a scanner that covers police and fire with trunking, I mean, you're paying a couple hundred dollars for a decent one.
Right.
And with this one, it already comes built in. This is why this is one of those little tiny things that we're just starting to play around with as private investigators, and we're still not getting how useful this can be. And just like you said, you know, for me, when a private eye goes out on a surveillance gig and they're going out to do surveillance at a location, they're going to have their cell phone with them. And on their cell phone, they better have their wireless scanner running so they can scan for Wi-Fi in the area. And as long as they have this SDR with them, they can scan for other frequencies in the area as well, because all of that information comes in handy. And with today's investigations, nobody can settle with just pure physical surveillance. You must, absolutely must include electronic surveillance as well. You don't need to be an expert in it. You need to have the right tools. And this right here is one of the best tools you can get because it can help you in so many different ways to be able to scan for different things.
Wow. That's pretty sweet, man. I mean, like, it's just crazy to see something so simple and so cheap, really, you know, to get all of that.
I was surprised at how cheap it really was. I thought it was going to be a couple of hundred dollars to be able to do it. But that's all you have to do. You just plug in the micro USB, plug it into that device, and you're good. That's it. You're ready to start scanning.
Wow. I've got one of the Facebook listeners, or one of our listeners had commented on the Facebook post where I did a screenshot of the Meerkat, and Ronnie's asking, is it legal for a civilian without a PI license to own one? And, you know, absolutely. I mean, these are basically a public domain.
Here's the thing, and I'm glad he said that, because here's the funny thing, and again, this is, I would say, What you're learning about tonight on the show is the number one reason to tune in to Inside the Investigation, okay? Because this is the only place that you learn this type of stuff. This little SDR device that we're using to scan frequencies and all this other stuff with it, you know what? This device is originally sold so that you can watch TV on your computer.
Oh.
That's it.
Now,
this was originally designed to watch TV on your computer. Not for scanning for frequencies, not for downloading satellite information, not for tracking airplanes, okay? This device is designed so you can watch TV on your laptop computer.
Gotcha. Yeah, you know,
you've learned here on Inside the Investigation how this TV watching USB device is actually a full-fledged frequency scanner. So you can listen in on radio, ham radio, anything from 25 megahertz to 1750 megahertz.
Yeah. And, you know, I have one of these, actually, when you said that about the tuner, the TV tuner, I have one of the older Pinnacle, I think it was Pinnacle Video Systems or whatever, but it does. It has the USB, and it's similar to the one white box that you have there where it has the coaxial on the end.
Yep.
And that's exactly what it looks like, and then it comes with the little antenna like you have there, too. But I just didn't realize that you could use it for that.
Here's the only gotcha with that. The device has to have what is called an RTL2832 chip. As long as it's got that, you're good to go. So you might want to check it out. Again, it sounds like you've already got the device, so all you really need is this USB to micro USB connector. Plug it in and see what happens. You may not even have to buy it. That's why this sort of stuff is just amazing when you learn about it.
Yeah, that's a pretty sweet little device there. And I think Bill and I might have to go do some eavesdropping tonight for sure. That's too cool. So I have another question, too. This one just came in. And I could see the possibility of using it for this, but I don't know. Basically, will it operate like a radar detector? Does it pick up the radar from police radar guns?
Oh, wow. I haven't even thought about that at all. Wow. See, look at what we're learning about here. I mean, this is how cutting edge we are right now. To the point where we take a little TV tuner, and now you find out you can use it as a frequency scanner. And now it looks like we're going to have to find out if we can use it as a police radar detector as well.
Yeah, it'd be a lot cheaper, too.
Yeah, exactly. Boy, $18 for something instead of the 100 and whatever.
Right. Yeah, and by the way, for those that are listening that have, because I noticed we're getting these messages online, our studio number, which I forgot to give at the beginning of the show like normal, it's area code 646-668-2693, 646-668-2693. You can call in, ask questions. You talk to Billy. We've got Billy Madison who's answering the line.
Yes, sir.
And he'll take your question. If you want to go live on the air, we'll take you live on the air. Or we'll just answer the question for you. So this is Inside Investigation. We have Joe here for Training Tuesday, and we're going to be right back.
Did you know in Pennsylvania, it is illegal to tie a dollar bill to a string and pull it away when someone tries to pick it up? And in Florida, it is illegal to sing in a public place while wearing only a swimsuit. While these laws may be funny, most of our clients' problems are not. I'm John Phillips. If injury or trouble finds you, give me a call, 444-4444, or visit floridajustice.com. Offices Jacksonville, Jacksonville Beach.
Did you know that Legal Shield gives you the ability to talk to an attorney on any matter without worrying about high hourly costs? For one flat monthly fee, you can access legal advice no matter how traumatic or trivial the issue. That's why under the protection of Legal Shield, you and your family can live your life worry-free every day, every night, now, and forever. Plans starting at $17 a month. You can find out more information at www.jaskew.com.
Mom, you gotta help me get out of here. I didn't do anything wrong this time, I promise.
Hey, sunshine, your time is up there, boy.
Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When you need help, call Absolute Bail Bonds, 877-GET-BAIL, and let their family help yours, 877-GET-BAIL. Serving Southeast Georgia and all of Florida.
I'm calling Absolute Bail Bonds now, and I can deal with you later.
Make your first call, 877-GET-BAIL, and let Absolute Bail Bonds get to you before your cellmate does.
Did you know in Alaska, it is perfectly okay to hunt a bear, but if you wake one up to take a photograph, it's a crime? Also in Alaska, moose can neither skydive nor drink alcohol. In Arkansas, it is illegal to mispronounce the state's name.
Arkansas.
While these laws may be funny, most of our clients' problems are not. I'm John Phillips. If injury or trouble finds you, give me a call, 444-4444, or visit floridajustice.com. Offices Jacksonville, Jacksonville Beach.
JMA Investigative Services, Inc. provides a wide range of services to legal professionals, businesses, and individuals anywhere in the state of Florida. JMA is located in the great city of Jacksonville and has investigators throughout the state to meet their clients' needs statewide. JMA's investigations include workers' compensation, personal injury, infidelity, and child custody investigations, as well as asset, bank, brokerage, an offshore account search, and various other services. Their job is to find the answers you need. Call 1-800-921-4394 or www.jmapi.com.
We're back with Inside the Investigation. We have our guest tonight, who's Joe Senor. He's here for our Training Tuesday. That's every second Tuesday of every month. Joe is educating us. And Joe, we were on the break there and having a discussion here. You know, this the idea, whoever asked the question about the radars, or the radar guns that the police use. Great question, because, you know, look at the legalities. In some states, you cannot have a radar detector. So, in theory, if you use this and it did work with police radar, you now have a radar receiver, not a radar detector. What do you think about that, Joe?
Correct. Yes, it's not quote detecting it. It's just receiving the signals, and of course you have to find the right frequency it is on, so that this way you're able to get that information. So Again, it really depends on how people are trying to use the information and these techniques to be able to do different things.
Yeah. Just kind of scary how this is just evolving in the universe. 20 some minutes of the show, the different uses.
Yeah, this is a lot of good stuff that is coming out already.
Yeah. Okay. What else? Anything else on the SDR radio before we move on? And if we get any callers, we'll come back to it.
Well, I mean, really, at this point, if I can get the antenna to stand up straight, there we go. It really is something that, as you work more and more with this equipment, there is so much information that you can gather and that you can collect. And I just hope everybody really takes their time to take a look at this, because it is worth it to be able to have such a small device like this and be able to simply unplug, and now you've got a tiny little device that you can take anywhere you need in order to scan for these frequencies. And again, it works on your cell phone, it works on a tablet, it works on your computer. All three areas it works in.
Wow. Now, I guess that that converter from the micro to the regular USB, that also powers it through your phone, correct?
Yes, and you bring up a really good point. One of the things, or at least one of the drawbacks with this, is that it does consume a lot of power. So just make sure you've got either an extra battery pack for your phone or you've got a power cable for your phone.
Right, right. That's where my concern was getting into, because it's already when you're trying to use your phone out in the middle of nowhere, losing power from the signal. But then to run in that device, I'm sure, would take a lot of power too. So, outstanding. That's a awesome, awesome technology. I'm definitely glad you shared that one with us. How about, let's see, while we're on the phone topic, how about the PI camera for the Android and iPhone? Tell us what you come up with it.
Well, one of the things I wanted to bring up was a new change to the PI camera. And what we've got is I'll be doing an update probably Friday, and the PI camera app, this is an app that puts the date timestamp on all of the photos you take.
Oh, okay. With your phone.
Correct. Yeah, it does. It's an automatic date timestamp put on every single picture.
And are you having to take pictures through the app, or you just install the app and whatever pictures you take using your camera, it puts them on?
Well, it's done through the app, because with this app, what I've done is I've removed all of the different social network software programs, so that this way, if you take a picture with it, you cannot go and post it to Facebook or to MySpace or anywhere else like that, because that's the whole thing. When you're doing a private investigation case, you do not want to accidentally post something like that to the social networks.
Right. Absolutely, because you can blow your whole case there.
So what? Instead, this the device can only save the picture, or it can email the picture. It cannot post it to any sort of social network. Now, I am making one big change, which is going to be in this next update, and that's going to be for the ability to automatically save your pictures as soon as they're taken. And so that's one of the things we wanted to make sure, because before you could take the picture, but you had to click save. So now what I'm doing is it will automatically save the picture as soon as you take the as soon as you snap it.
Gotcha, gotcha. Now I've got Ronnie's asking a question, and Ronnie, you might just want to call in to us, but 646-668-2693. He's asking about, what about information from website timestamps, and I think he may be referring to the EXIF data, and that's what I'm thinking. So Ronnie, if you want to message us back or give us a call, maybe you can answer the question on the air.
So if you're looking at the Meerkat stream, you can see that I've got on my tablet the PI camera application. And like I said, all you do is just take the one picture, and we've got our date timestamp there automatically. And then it's a very simple program, I understand that, but it's something that people have been asking me about for a long time. And one of the best things recently was that a investigator that was using the tool, they were serving papers on somebody. And when they served the papers, they wanted to make sure that they got a picture of it, so they were using the PI camera app and said to the person, oh, let me turn on my light on my phone so you can see where you're signing. And when they did that, they hit the PI camera app, took a picture, and it automatically time date stamped the person signing the papers they were being served with.
Oh, nice.
And then
nice.
The PI then the PI emailed out the photo to the lawyer to say, hey, you know, papers were served. Here's the date time stamp.
That's pretty sweet.
I know. I was really, I was like, you know, that is an amazing thing to think about that I had not even considered using this program for. So, you know, like I said, the next big thing I'm going to be doing with it is I will be updating it so that we now have the ability for automatic saving of it. And I might as well tell everybody, since we're here on the show talking about it, is that I do have the PI video camera app, and I'm finishing up work on that one. So you're going to have your video capabilities with a time date stamp on it and being able to take standard photos with your time date stamp on it.
That is great. That's great. And is there any way to verify afterwards for evidence purposes? Are we able to show or prove that that timestamp on that video is genuinely that, you know, the correct time and date?
What you would be able to do is that photo, that file has its own time date stamp on the file. It's part of the details of it, and you would be able to do what's called a checksum verification of the file, which would verify that the time date stamp is correct.
Gotcha, gotcha. Yeah,
so yes, you absolutely can verify like that as well.
Right. That's ingenious, man. That really is. And you got a caller on the line?
Yeah, we got a caller.
Okay. Which caller is this? Is this Ronnie?
Yeah, this is Ronnie.
Okay. All right. Well, Joe, we're going to bring Ronnie on. He had a question.
Okay.
The one I was mentioning, he just called in. So hang on. Let's see here. Ronnie, what's going on, bud?
Hey, buddy. I was wondering, I've always heard that iPhones are not able to be hacked and hacked into and watched. And basically, how long can you have this app on someone's phone? Could it be an indefinite amount of time, or is there just a period of, you know, you have to be in a certain range area to get information off the phone?
Are you talking about the camera app?
Yes, sir.
The camera app is designed to be a standard camera application. The only difference that makes this anything different than any other camera app is that it automatically puts a time date stamp on every photo you take without you having to do anything. There are most of the camera apps you have for your smartphone, they do not include the date time stamp on it. And as an investigator, I want to make sure that I've got that time date stamp available to prove when this was taken. And that's what this program is all about.
Okay. Also, could you also receive information from websites and when people were browsing on their phones as well with this device?
No. This is designed to be on your phone for you to take the photos.
Oh, sole purposes. Okay.
Yeah, so nice. That's why you have it, is so that you can take photos yourself. Just like I said, that one investigator, what he did was he served papers on an individual, and then as they were signing the papers, he used this app to take a picture of it. It had a picture of the person signing the papers, had the date time stamp on it, and this PI just emailed off that photo to the lawyer on the case, and they were automatically able to see when it was signed, who signed it, and the date time that it was signed. It was perfect for what they needed.
Nice. So basically, you don't have to open up the camera app at all. It's just attached to your flashlight.
Yeah, that's what this one guy did. He did that, told him, hey, let me turn on my flashlight so that I can go ahead and take this picture. And then he just tapped the camera, took the picture, and that was it.
Wow. That's awesome information. I greatly appreciate it.
Well, I'm glad we were able to help you out with that.
Yes, sir. I'm definitely going to check into it. Thank you.
Yeah, we appreciate you too, Ronnie. And, you know, make sure you listen every second and fourth Tuesday of the month. The training Tuesdays are every second of each month. And Ronnie, catch up with me after the show or something. I haven't seen you in a hot minute.
Oh yeah, I definitely like to go out and learn something about private investigation. Very interesting.
Sure, sure. Absolutely. All right, well, thanks for your question, Ronnie. If you get another question, give us a shout back or hit us up on the chat room or the Facebook.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. Thanks. Take care, man. All right. That was a couple good questions there. And, man, I'm still looking at these devices for the radio.
Yeah, there is. I mean, I was just pulling up the flight tracking software. There evidently are no planes in my area at the moment. But, like I said, we've got the PI camera app. I'm going to be releasing the next one, which is the PI video camera app, which is going to have the same sort of thing. It's going to have the ability to show the date time stamp on everything that you've got as you're running the video. And it's also a covert video recorder as well. So this way, it appears like you're doing something else on the screen rather than trying to videotape somebody.
Oh, that's even better. Yeah,
thing. We want to make sure that it's very, very inconspicuous.
Right, right. Well, that is awesome. And that's for Android and for iPhone, right?
Correct. Android and iPhone.
And once you get that one complete, you know, how can people get this app? You know, are they going to purchase it through the App Store or the Google Play?
Yep, they can go to the iTunes App Store. They can go to the Google Play Store. They can check the Inside the Investigation webpage to see the announcement about it coming out, or they can check at the PI Classroom or PI Mall for it.
Great, great. That's awesome. So tell us, you got some updates on the cell phone forensic software. What's going on with that?
So here's the situation, folks. We've got a lot of stuff going on now in the area of cell phone forensics. One of the most important things for people to be looking out for is the growth of the new phones. And this is one of the things I wanted to bring up, because as more and more phones come out, here's the problem that investigators are going to be running into that, you know, you really need to be able to look for and make sure that you're caught up to date on everything. And what that is that right now we've got the big battles between the iPhone and the Android, okay? That's been going on forever. Well, now, folks, I really cannot believe I'm saying this, but we've also got the newest person in this battle, and that's the Windows Phone. Now, never thought I'd be interested in anything like that whatsoever, okay? But it is. The Windows Phone from Microsoft is going to start to become a bigger and bigger player. Now, why do I say that? Well, here's the reason. I've got two boys and a girl and a daughter. So my two boys, 13 and 14, my 14-year-old boy, unfortunately, well, kind of fortunately, takes after me and has learned all about hacking on phones, and as soon as I gave him a phone, immediately hacked his way through it. Well, of course, he lost the phone after that, but had to get him a new one. And you know what? The Windows Phone was my choice, simply because that phone is so new, there is no real way to root or jailbreak that device, which means you can't put true spyware on a Windows Phone.
Not right now, anyhow.
No, and I don't see it happening for quite a while. The closest thing to any sort of rooting or jailbreaking of the Windows Phone is one person, I believe last month, figured out how to modify a registry setting. That's not rooting a phone. That's not jailbreaking a phone. That's not being able to install spyware on a phone. So for everybody out there that is dealing with people that are calling in saying, you know, hey, I think, you know, my spouse has bugged my phone. Your first question, of course, is always, what type of phone is it? If they come back and say, oh, it's a Windows phone, well, guess what? They didn't put spyware on it. They may have put some other type of programs. There's a nice recording program that records sounds in the room and automatically uploads it to a Dropbox account. But there's no spyware that will run on it. So if you're looking for a phone that is more secure today than anything else, that's where you would end up getting a Windows phone. So if you have a client that has a Windows phone and they think it's bugged, odds are, folks, it's not.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. All right, so that's a pretty secure phone currently. And as with
yeah,
the new
pretty decent for right now. I mean, it's a start, but the thing is, you've got to make sure that you stay on top of these things because as you're looking at it, this is something that is a great way for you to be able to stay current with the changes in technology, current with all the different types of modifications and hacking that's going on with these cell phones. So that's the first thing. Now, one of the other important things I want to make sure to talk about, besides the whole cell phone piece, is that everybody needs to make sure that you are backing up your own cell phone, folks. I mean, there are just too many times this past week that I got contacted by an individual that had forgotten to back up their phone and they've lost all of their information that they had had before. And this was critical. And the whole thing is, folks, they had a SD card in their phone, and that's exactly what you need in order to back up your phone is a simple little SD card. So if you have one, go and get it now because you've got to be able to back up your phone and make sure that you've got your valuable data protected. And there's no better way to do it than a simple little SD card.
Gotcha. And you suggest any particular app for that backup? Or, you know, I know I download ever so often, I download everything and save it on a secure drive that's dedicated for that.
Yeah, there are a number of backup programs that are available. And I use Titanium Backup. And that's the program that I use all the time. And it is a fantastic program and is very valuable to be able to use. And it does an incredible job of being able to back up everything that you have on your device.
And to your SD card.
Yeah, you back it up to your SD card because that way if you crack the screen or the phone becomes unresponsive, then that is the way you can just pop out that SD card and protect all your information. And if anybody is still watching the stream, the Meerkat stream, and I see we got about 50 people, right now, if you're looking at it, that is frequency scanning on my Android tablet using my little SDR device that we were talking about. And you can see we got a big peak of a signal right now. And it's really nice because you've got two different ways of looking at it. You've got this nice little frequency chart that shows the bursting of it. And then you've got a color-coded version where we see where the signal is. And with the SDR, like I said, it uses all the standard movements, meaning you can open your fingers up to make it wider so you see we're really scaling into it, trying to find exactly where that frequency is at. And then we see we're right around there, about 97.1, which should be my local radio station. And then all I have to do is just keep going through, and I can find all the different frequencies. Just keep scanning through it. Like I said, this is the only part I don't like, is you have to use your fingers and just pull along the frequencies. And all I'm looking for is that big bump. See, there's one right there.
Yeah.
See, and that's what I'm looking for when I'm scanning for frequencies, because I know I'm spiking right at that area. And so this way I can start looking for it. And it's relatively easy for you to keep moving through this and looking for the right signals in and around wherever you're at. See, there's another one right there. We've got a spike. And it's very, very simple. And if I turned up the sound, I could actually tap on that and you'll hear whatever it is that's happening. So especially if you're scanning for bugging devices and they're anywhere within these frequencies of 25 to 1750, you'll find it on this device and you'll be able to hear it to verify it.
That is so awesome. That really is awesome.
And this is just, like I said, this is just the beginning of it, because I have yet to try out the satellite programs, because you can pull in all the weather maps, you can pull in satellite signals. There was a recent Maker project. A Maker is a magazine at the store that's all about building stuff. They awarded a project of the year to this guy that built his own home satellite receiver station using one of these SDR units. So there is a world of information that can be pulled in with this simple little $20 device.
Isn't it amazing? And then as soon as the technology takes off, so does the price. You know, $100.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Get it now before the price goes up.
Wow. That's pretty sweet. All right, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back with Joe. This is Inside Investigation.
Did you know in Alaska, it is perfectly okay to hunt a bear, but if you wake one up to take a photograph, it's a crime? Also in Alaska, moose can neither skydive nor drink alcohol. In Arkansas, it is illegal to mispronounce the state's name.
Arkansas.
While these laws may be funny, most of our clients' problems are not. I am John Phillips. If injury or trouble finds you, give me a call, 444-4444, or visit floridajustice.com, offices Jacksonville, Jacksonville Beach.
Did you know that Legal Shield gives you the ability to talk to an attorney on any matter without worrying about high hourly costs? For one flat monthly fee, you can access legal advice no matter how traumatic or trivial the issue. That's why under the protection of Legal Shield, you and your family can live your life worry-free every day, every night, now, and forever. Plans starting at $17 a month. You can find out more information at www.jaskew.com.
JMA Investigative Services, Inc. provides a wide range of services to legal professionals, businesses, and individuals anywhere in the state of Florida. JMA is located in the great city of Jacksonville and has investigators throughout the state to meet their clients' needs statewide. JMA's investigations include workers' compensation, personal injury, infidelity, and child custody investigations, as well as asset, bank, brokerage, and offshore account search, and various other services. Their job is to find the answers you need. Call 1-800-921-4394 or www.jmapi.com.
Mom, you gotta help me get out of here. I didn't do anything wrong this time, I promise.
Hey, sunshine, your time is up there, boy.
Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When you need help, call Absolute Bail Bonds, 877-GET-BAIL, and let their family help yours, 877-GET-BAIL. Serving Southeast Georgia and all of Florida.
I'm calling Absolute Bail Bonds now, and I can deal with you later.
Make your first call, 877-GET-BAIL, and let Absolute Bail Bonds get to you before your cellmate does.
Did you know in Georgia it is illegal to wear a fake mustache that causes laughter in church? Columbus, Georgia made it illegal to curse over the telephone. In Quitman, Georgia, it is illegal for a chicken to cross the road.
Is that some kind of joke?
While these laws may be funny, most of our clients' problems are not. I am John Phillips. If injury or trouble finds you, give me a call, 444-4444, or visit floridajustice.com, offices Jacksonville, Jacksonville Beach.
JMA Investigative Services, Inc. provides a wide range of services to legal professionals, businesses, and individuals anywhere in the state of Florida. JMA is located in the great city of Jacksonville and has investigators throughout the state to meet their clients' needs statewide. JMA's investigations include workers' compensation, personal injury, infidelity, and child custody investigations, as well as asset, bank, brokerage, and offshore account search, and various other services. Their job is to find the answers you need. Call 1-800-921-4394 or www.jmapi.com.
All right, we're back with Inside the Investigation. It's your host, with the most, Josh Askew, and my co-host with the most, Billy Madison. Billy, how you doing over there, man? You've been busy tonight.
Busy, going back and forth between Facebook, answering phone calls, listening to y'all, trying to learn a thing or three. Mm-hmm.
And then the chat room, too.
Yeah, got the chat room going.
A lot of questions tonight. And Joe, we got Joe back on the line here. Got a few things to wrap up before we get done and get out of here. Joe, you mentioned talk about some PI software reviews and the spyware checking apps for your phone. You know, I had a question about that too. There's a program, and I meant to look it up earlier to give you the name, and I apologize, I didn't have the time. But it basically embeds itself into the phone, and even if you do a full reset, factory reset of the phone, it will not remove it, but you can go onto the website and view pictures taken with the phone. You can listen in to the phone calls. You can actually turn the mic on the phone and listen in, you know, around the room or whatever the area of that phone. Text, emails, everything of that nature. It automatically uploads it to the website, you know, when you install the software on the phone. And, of course, this is used to monitor your children, but as with all good things, they can be used for bad. So are you familiar with the program that I'm describing?
There are a couple of programs that do that, but here's one of the things that we need to make everybody aware of when it comes to this type of spyware. About 2 months ago, there was a lawsuit that was brought forward in the courts, and it was about spyware. And that the result of the case is that most of the spyware companies out there now are providing notification on the phone when you install spyware on it. So if anybody's using Mobile Spy or has used it in the past, Mobile Spy now automatically places a banner on the phone that says this phone is being monitored.
Oh,
and Mobile Spy was my favorite one to use. Hypothetically, yeah. If I used it, right?
Right. But that was one of the ones, I forget the other one too, but there was two of them that, I mean, they were not really reasonably cost, but for the purpose of them, they were cost effective, I guess you'd say. But yeah, the Mobi Spy was one of them, so I guess Mobi Spy is dead in the water now.
Yeah, I cannot recommend that to anybody. The only one right now that I can recommend is one called FlexiSpy.
Yep, that's the other one.
And FlexiSpy is a bit more expensive than Mobile Spy, but on their website they stated after the case, you know, was concluded, they said, "We have always provided the ability to notify the user. We are not going to modify our software." And they had, and so did Mobile Spy, and so did the others. They all had the option for you to notify the person. But FlexiSpy is the only one now that refuses to place an automatic banner on the phone. So if anybody is looking towards spyware like that, you need to look only at FlexiSpy.
Gotcha. Okay. Now, so if you have FlexiSpy, which back to my initial question, if you have the FlexiSpy and you don't realize it's on your phone, is there a way or is there an app that will detect that FlexiSpy?
There are a number of antivirus and malware scanning apps that will look for it, but the problem is that if you install that malware detector on the phone, if the person who has the spyware, they go in and install it after you have installed that malware detector, malware programs on a cell phone all have the ability for you to do what is called whitelisting of an application or a folder. In other words, you're telling the scanner, ignore this folder because it's okay. Mm-hmm. And by doing that, when somebody goes in to configure the spyware, they'll go in, configure the spyware, then they'll go to your scanning programs and whitelist the spyware program. And so now the malware scanner will continue to scan for spyware, but ignore the folder that has the spyware in it. So it will do a false negative, meaning it'll say there's nothing on this phone when in fact there is. Now,
right.
What you're talking about is people are saying that with this software, somebody can do a hard reset of the phone, wiping out everything on that phone, and yet the spyware will still be on the phone when it reboots. Well, with that software, what they're doing is they're placing a copy of it into either the SIM chip spare area or the SD card. Now, either one of those places have a tiny bit of space. Well, the SIM chip card has a tiny bit of space. The SD card can have a lot of space on it. And so it's putting a little reminder copy there so it can reach out to the server and reinstall itself. The only problem is if you're dealing with an iPhone, the iPhone has to be jailbroken in order for the spyware to run.
Right.
So if you reformat, if you do a hard reset of an iPhone, that hard reset will install a copy of the iOS software on the phone. However, it will not be jailbroken. Therefore, the spyware will not work the way it is supposed to. It will have minimal functions for reporting of very, very little. But if you're using an Android, it'll be the same sort of thing. It'll report a little bit of what it wants to. It won't be able to do all of it until they get back in and either jailbreak the iPhone or root the Android device.
Right. Now you're talking a lot of time to do all that, and then having somebody's phone and being able to do all that quick enough, having your child's phone to do that on, you'd have to get it away for a while, or you just load it all up before they get the phone. But all right.
Well, the thing is, if you're looking at doing something like that on your children's phone, the issue is really, it should take no more than 15 minutes at the most to either jailbreak an iPhone or root an Android phone. No more than 15 minutes.
Wow.
And so, as long as somebody is able to get a hold of your phone for 15 minutes, you could have spyware on it. Now, one of the things that I will be releasing is I'm going to be putting out my own apps for doing spyware checks. So it'll be for the iPhone and the Android, but mine is very, very different. It will not scan your phone for it. It will show you step by step how you yourself do it. Because at least that way, you can't have a malware scanner that can be told, ignore this area, because you'll learn step by step how to do it on your own phone. They
right.
can't hide all that from you, because you're going to follow steps that way. And again, for investigators, if you have not looked at providing the service of checking a cell phone for spyware, you are missing out on a potential revenue stream. Think of all the attorneys you work with. If you can go to all those attorneys and say, look, if you've got a divorce case coming up, let me know because I can check your client's phone to make sure there's no spyware installed on it.
Mm-hmm. We were just talking about that. Remember I sent you that email from that investigator list that I forwarded that email to you about the same concept where somehow the other spouse was receiving the information before they went to the court case. Do you remember that email I sent you?
Oh, yes.
So that's, you got a very good point because it happens. And in that case, that was, they were discussing the client and the attorney were discussing the settlement amount, and upon going to trial, the other spouse agreed to that perfect down to the penny settlement before it was ever even discussed out in public. And so that was where the idea of the phone being hacked or malware or what have you. So, it can happen, and you're right. That's a good revenue stream, and it's better to be safe than sorry. So, you know, we're out of time here. Billy's waving at me, and he's looking all goofy. Well, I mean, that's the waving part's new, but the goofy part's, that's typical. Joe, what else you got for us before we wrap it up tonight, buddy?
I think that pretty much covers it. Listen, folks, really take a look at getting an SDR USB plug-in for your phone to try things out. It is absolutely a great little tool. It's $20, and you know, keep up to date with Inside the Investigation. They're going to have all the announcements of different things, and we've got a lot of great things that we're coming out with. And I want to make sure that Inside the Investigation, that's going to be one of the first places you'll find out about it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Again, this is Joe Seenort joining us tonight, and he joins us every second Tuesday of every month for Training Tuesday. So whether you're in law enforcement, investigator, paralegal, attorney, or, you know, you just want to learn some really interesting things, you know, like you have tonight, tune into the show. Share it with your friends. Share it with your family. You can find us online, InsideInvestigation.com. You can also find us on Facebook. It's called Talk Show Inside Investigation. We have JMA Investigative Services, Inc., which is the one who sponsors this show. And we have Drug Free Duval, which is also on Facebook, or DrugFreeDuval.com. So Joe is the owner and developer of PMO and PI Classroom. You can contact him on either one of those sites. And again, Joe, appreciate you joining us. And Billy, appreciate you staying awake this time.
Oh, you know I always stay awake.
No, you're over there.
Hard to get any sleep over here when you see your jibber jabbering all the time.
We got all these sticky notes that you're handing me. I could build like a house of cards with these sticky notes with messages and questions.
You just gave me something to do next show to stay awake.
Oh, yeah. Nice. All right, so as everyone that's listened before knows that, you know, I like to close out with a scripture. And real quick before I close out with a scripture, I want to give a shout out to another one of our listeners tonight. I'll just give her first name, Karen. Karen is a very, I don't want to say very old friend because she's not very old, but she is, I've known her for, gosh, 15 years or so. She was an advocate at the sheriff's office where I worked at. So, Karen, appreciate you listening in tonight and texting me during the show. Anyhow, so before we get out of here, this scripture tonight, I chose this, and it's just one of my favorite scriptures. And it doesn't have anything to do with investigations like most of our scriptures do. Well, maybe a little twist at the end, but now, it's John 3:16-17. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And that's pretty powerful just in itself, of John 3:16, that, you know, he would give his only Son for us. And then on 17, it continues, for God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. And that's the key, is to be saved and walk in the Lord. And so, while that did not have an investigative twist to it, this does. Because if you're not saved, I want you to investigate and find you a Bible-based church. So until next time, stay blessed, stay safe. Billy, thanks for helping out again tonight.
Always.
Joe, thank you for doing the Training Tuesdays with us. And God bless everybody, and we'll see you on the next show.
Good night. Good night.
I made a little bit of money. When I hear